Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Happy Sunday to you and to all of our listeners. And like you said, I'm the chief of staff at CHI Memorial Georgia. It's such an honor to provide primary care to this area for like 25 years for myself, 150 years for my family. Just what an awesome tradition. And I am happy to carry that torch right now. And like you, just love this area, love our community, love all of our listeners and the people for whom we can care. I want to thank Benchmark Physical Therapy as well. Love working with these guys. They do a great job. A shout out to LHC Louisiana Healthcare. Through them, we have Home Care Solutions Home Health, a sponsor of our show, as you know. Our thanks go out to them. And also Heartlight Hospice of Dalton, caring for this community in hospice care, which is a true ministry. What a great job they do. But the biggest shout out goes to CHI Memorial, our sponsor as well, and to everything they're doing in the Tennessee and Northwest Georgia area. I love announcing how we're having the hospital built right there beside us at 4700 Battlefield Parkway. Within the next 5 years, I mean, the current thought is that it'll be somewhere around 3 to 4 years down the road. And we're talking a full hospital to replace the old CHI Memorial Georgia. And that is going to be what the Northwest Georgia area has needed. And I just simply cannot wait for that. Also, yesterday was the Outrun, the Elizabeth's Outrun Melanoma 5K and Walk. And I want to remind people about skin cancer today. Skin cancer, including melanoma, is a startling diagnosis that brings a flood of questions. But at CHI Memorial, we understand and are recognized nationally as a melanoma treatment center that offers exceptional care, knowledge, and compassion. Regular skin checks are very important because melanoma can be cured if it is discovered and treated early. It typically starts as a growth or lesion that differs from the surrounding skin. Not all melanomas develop from moles, and symptoms can vary, so it is very important to discuss any changes with your medical provider. Call 423-495-7778, that's 423-495-7778, today to speak with an expert if you want to learn more. Ed, what's up with you and what's new in your week?
Thank you, my friend, and it has certainly been another busy week for me. I know you and I both do heavy duty Monday through Fridays, and you do Saturdays, obviously, sometimes I do too. But luckily, we love what we do. We have a passion. That's one reason we always enjoy coming together here and partnering. Yes, I do own Nutrition World. It opened in 1979. We are now celebrating, we did celebrate 40 years just about a month and a half ago. And it's interesting you say how many years of medical experiences in your family. I have tried to be, of course, the wisest I can be in hiring employees. And when we added up the amount of experience in the field of wellness and nutrition that we certainly encompass, we have about 150 years because I have 41 and I have several employees who have 20 to 30 years experience. So with 26 employees, we've gotten up to about 150 years of experience. You know, a couple of those have hung in there really well and they're getting older, but you know, because of their practices of health and life, I think they are going to be with me for another decade, hopefully.
You know, I think the paradigm of healthcare is changing once again. I think we're helping to drive that. And I really think in the future it will be a marriage of traditional and non-traditional medicine and approaches. And I can't tell you how many people I've sent to Nutritional World to talk with. Now, people are very happy to receive the traditional care from people like me. And the people in our office mix with a bit of non-traditional, and then to talk to all the wonderful providers that work with you and receive completely non-traditional approaches, and it's all working together. And I think that is the paradigm of the future. And also MDs and DOs working with nurse practitioners and PAs, that is the way it is now. I think that'll continue to grow.
I love exactly what you just said, because that is my passion in life, is to bridge this gap between the sometimes boxed-in knowledge toolbox of mainstream with sometimes the craziness of my world, which is kind of woo-woo and out there on the fringes. But we now have a lot of solid evidence to back up many of our claims if we use common sense and wisdom. And the bridging of the gap is that. And it's very interesting, because that actually triggers me to say something about a client that I talked to absolutely yesterday. I've been, and again, we're not treating any medical conditions. We're there to help people to be far healthier, because anytime you have anything going on with you and you become healthier, it's like the saying, a rising tide raises all ships. I don't care what's going on. If we can lower inflammation, we can produce better energy levels, we can detoxify the body, everything you're going through will improve. Well, I had this gentleman who was diagnosed with prostate cancer a year ago, and he's been managing it very well. Many urologists now have come to the point of saying chronic prostate cancer is managed somewhat like blood pressure. As long as it's not out of control, we're just going to keep watchful waiting, and we're going to do the right things. Well, this guy is going to the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, and despite the fact that he was practicing, once he got a diagnosis, he started practicing good, healthy habits, they finally decided that, you know, for his peace of mind, they're going to go ahead and do this procedure with a seed implant. Well, he came in yesterday, and this is where my dream is falling exactly into. They're going to do a very heavy duty procedure in about 6 weeks. And they sent him home with this list. And this list is from the naturopathic part of this center. They want him to do vitamin D, 5,000 units, vitamin C, 500, multivitamin, probiotic, fish oil, arnica, which is an amazing substance in the homeopathic world. I have more physicians who recommend arnica before surgery than any one thing ever, because it reduces bruising and it really increases healing time, and it's totally safe. And
strangely, I think that's one we have never talked about.
I think you're right. And that's an interesting, totally interesting conversation. Curcumin, which we've talked about on and off, which is, you know, from the curry plant. It's also known as turmeric, green tea extracts, liver factors produced to protect the liver, and a protein shake. And then they give him all this, you know, information to take this up to 1 week before his surgery, because it makes such freaking sense. Build the soil, make it rich, then you can endure and recover far quicker. And I'm just was thrilled. That's why I made some copies of this. And I'm really thrilled at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the way that they're actually approaching this, which is the common sense way. It really is. But the thing is, most medical professionals don't have access to this information unless they have schooled themselves personally, which is coming about, but it's not an easy task. I will be honest with you. I have an employee at the store named Seth. I think you've met him. He's the big guy. His wife's a physician now, and I'm not sure which hospital she works at, and he is a nerd. He's probably the best well-read, studied person on PubMed with nutrition and health of anyone you'll ever meet. And he's telling me the real, you know, difficulty sometimes in the conversations between her and having to do her job at the hospitals and then his job of basically nutrition, health, wellness, optimizing. And they're finding a middle ground, but there's still this little bit of difficulty. Where does that come from?
She's been taught against it. I mean, there's an old movie, Eyes Wide Shut, and I know they're talking about something different, but the medical community has their eyes wide shut for the most part. They're opening them now, but for the most part, it's like the Middle Ages, where you had people saying, look, here is physics. Here's what I've learned. And, you know, the other, let's say the religious leaders are saying, no, that can't be. It's heresy. It's almost looked at as heresy. At least it was in my days of training. Mm-hmm. And that's only gradually changed over the last 25 years. I mean, it's taking, I guess, in the long run, that's pretty fast, but we're trying to change people's hearts and minds, and that takes a long time. But there is a new generation of people coming out that are more open, and I think it will take a little longer, a generational shift before we're going to fully embrace everything. But we're helping to make the change. But I guess she is still taught against non-traditional, I mean, I'm assuming from what you're telling me.
You know, I have not spoke to her that often, but she has only been I think she's been out of school 1 year now. And I remember 1 year ago, she's made some great strides in 1 year. And she actually does now have the door cracked open where she's truly receiving information and processing it. But again, we had dinner at Beast and Barrel as a company this past few days ago. And she was saying, you know, the difficulty in her recommending things because of the fact that it's out of the box. And she's somewhat fearful. It's not the standard medical care. And Chattanooga's a little behind times. And, you know, legalities and litigations are always an issue.
Well, again, if I heard you right, she went to a traditional school. There are less traditional medical schools out there that do open their eyes a little bit more, but that's something I'll check into, having kids planning on going into medicine as well. So I will be learning more about what the current education is.
Well, your kids are certainly blessed to have someone like you as a mentor, because you have the guts to embrace whatever the truth may be, even if it may not always fit the model of the old school. You're not, you know what? You're just damn special because you're not brainwashed. And you are starting to grow. You're kind of people like you, but it's sometimes frustrating for me. But
well, I'm not the typical provider. I know that. And like my older sister said to me on the phone about a month ago, she said, "Chris, you're not normal." So she did tell me that, but she said she's not either. So she is also someone who thinks outside the box and isn't afraid to take a chance. And, you know, we need more people like that, I think, that can open their eyes and ears and learn. Now, granted, some things that I try for myself, I'm a guinea pig now like you. I decide, no, I really don't like that. I'm not going to do it, at least not for me. I might recommend it to someone else if it's appropriate. But my eyes are not fully open, but they're mostly open right now. So I'm starting to incorporate that in, as you know, over the last year. And right now that is working great for the patients and they're very happy.
You at least have one eye wide open, even if the other may be shut. So way ahead of the game. Yes, it is time for us to already take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be discussing more about your health, nutrition, maybe the measles and other things. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And we always have plenty to talk about. And we both, Dr. Green and myself, we're very, very busy, so we eat out probably more than we should. Have you been to any new places?
You know, it wasn't a totally new place, but went back to Taco Nuga, and I had never tried their guacamole. I think it's their name for this one. There's multiple types of guacamole there, like guacamex, something like that. But it was probably the freshest, best guacamole I've ever had. Had to wait maybe, I don't know, 10 minutes for them to fix it. Mm. And, yeah, it was all fresh cut, fresh mixed. All the ingredients were just amazing. Best guacamole ever. Now, the rest of my meal was not quite as healthy, so we probably shouldn't talk about the fajitas. But I'll tell you what, I love a good fajita, and it was steak and chicken. I can't say where everything came from, but I will tell you this. It was an excellent meal, just traditional, and I had so much leftover. I mean, they had so much food come out for the money, and I can highly recommend the Taco Nuga. There's a lot of locations in town. This was the North Shore Taco Nuga. And it's, you know, near the walking bridge where it comes into North Shore. If anybody wants to try it, great place, wonderful owners, wonderful service, and excellent food.
I have not been there, and I will be going because I am, as I've spoke 500 times, every meal I eat, I believe, should have a significant amount of healthy fat. And there's really only three or four fats that I believe in, one of which is avocados. And making it fresh, do they make it at your table or in the back?
In the back.
Okay.
Yeah.
But still, you know, it's fresh. And then you can actually say, like me, I don't like hot jalapenos, so we can say no jalapenos.
Now, there's some, you can. There's some place in town that does make it at your table, and I will try to remember who that
really
is. Mm-hmm. I've had that done once.
I remember eating at a place in Cleveland years ago, and they did that. And I actually went there all the way to Cleveland just because of that one reason. It's just the cool thing about seeing it being made in front of you. And avocados, the fats that I always include is either avocados, like I did 3 days this week at Jason's Deli, olive oil, which I bring from the store because most olive oil is contaminated with very cheap canola oil. Thirdly, I will use organic butter or ghee, which is Indian clarified butter, and I will take that in. So those are in coconut oil or MCT oil. So one of those oils will be used with my breakfast, lunch, and supper, and sometimes with my snacks because I do lean toward a keto lifestyle, as you do most of the time.
Well, I didn't do as well for a while, but I'm getting back on that. I feel better when I am, and I'm cutting back down on the carbs, the breads, and not always. Well, it's the 80-20 rule, so that I was splurging. Yes, I mean, the guacamole is probably one of my favorites. You know, yes, I add the healthy oils, but I love avocado now. Just like you, I used to not, but I guess last year when I started the keto diet, I learned to love it, and now I crave like guacamole and avocado. It's so good.
But, you know, that's exactly right, and that's what I speak to people all the time about, who said, I just can't change my likes or dislikes of food. And I was kind of in a rough mood, I think, a couple weeks ago, and somebody was, and I don't want to use a bad word, like, they were whining basically about, I can't change. You know, I like what I like. I said, listen, do you really believe that if you were raised, or let me ask you this question. If you were raised in a community of cannibals, do you really not think you would develop a taste for humans to eat? Yes, you would, because that is what programs your brain. It's no different for your Doritos and your Coke. It's all programming. You can change that programming, and I promise you, if you will eat differently for 3 months, you will rewire that circuitry, and the things you think you love, you will laugh at yourself for thinking you were addicted to it.
Well, you also have to make yourself change your life. You have to do that. If you want to change your life, it does take effort. Exercise, you know, you and I, you may actually love it more than me, even though I love to go. There are probably most days at 51, I have to force myself to go. Now, once I'm there after 15 minutes, very happy that I'm there. I'm not hurting as bad, and I'm always glad that I had been there once I leave because I feel better. Same thing with healthy eating. Yeah, I really want something bad, but if I do have the self-control, I feel better overall. Now, last when I went out there to Takanuga, I did not eat healthy afterwards. 80-20 rule, remember that. Went across the street. Have you ever been to Klumpy's Ice Cream?
I walked past it just 2 days ago when I went to Beast and Barrel to eat, and my daughter was with me, and that was our special place during when she went to school downtown.
Yeah.
And I said, I have not been there since you graduated, which was about 9 years ago, but I love their vanilla ice cream because it's actually truly homemade, isn't it?
Well, yes, but Klumpy's was so packed. I mean, the line had to be over 30 minutes long. I went across town. Let's give a shout out to Milk and Honey. Have you been there?
We had some catering done there last week, and I was blown away by the kale salad and this granola that they had brought in for my training group of about 7 people. I was like, where did this come from? And I will go to Milk and Honey
to
eat.
They have wonderful food. It is freshly prepared. You're right. And now, being the summer, they have all of the outdoor seating open, all of their, you know, the bar stool seating they have inside and out with the windows open. Mm-hmm. Just a great place. And, of course, right by my other favorite place, mm-hmm. Taco Mamacita's, which you like and I like as well, and probably half the listeners right now.
And, you know, I'm just going to bring this up because I happened to stumble across it this morning. I love ancient wisdom and thought patterns of people who lived thousands of years ago in Hippocrates, which was about, I think, 300 B.C., he had some really great quotes, and this applies to me, like I was talking about to that person about if you were raised in a community of cannibals, would you develop a taste? Well, when people come in, and you deal with, of course, ill people all the time, and I deal with people who, you know, are very challenged by health, but Hippocrates said, before you heal someone, ask him if he's willing to give up the things that made him sick. And it's so true, because if you're not willing to give up the things that made you sick, which sometimes is laziness to not get to the gym, it's not changing your eating habits, it's not trying to be happy and joyful and working on the issues within yourself, because if we always believe there's a magic pill and that we're not responsible, I'm sorry to say, your health will probably not be optimal and it can spiral out of control.
And there are the people that say, you know, Doc, I hear you. No, I'm not going to stop. So I've had a small number of people, really, most aren't honest. A lot of them don't stop. they just tell you they did. Mm-hmm. But if you are brutally honest and say, I will not stop whatever that thing is, let's say smoking, mm-hmm. and, you know, I have to accept that as a provider. Okay, that's your choice. But many people do that, and they just refuse to make the changes. And it is their life. I have to admit that. I had somebody tell me that last year. They said, it's my life. I can live it the way I want. Well, they're right. But if you do want to change your life, it does take effort.
Well, and that's where I love people like you, because once you tell somebody that, if they're not willing to step up to the plate, you're still there. You're not kicking them out of the office. You're not firing them. You will have to manage some of their crisis situations. And that's where pharmaceuticals are really, you know, are available and wonderful to help the person from dying.
Well, usually I thank them for their honesty and remind them good. That nobody's perfect, including their provider. I mean, I'm not either. And you and I try hard. Are we perfect at what we do? Far from it.
Well,
our lifestyles, I mean, it's not perfect, but that's okay. You know, we're improving as we go.
And you are so open to learn new things. I do want to mention something to on the radio here that we all three, I brought this up during the break. Lady of long-term customer client of the nutrition world has a real concern. That is that she's losing her hair. And I actually did on my national podcast called The Holistic Navigator. I have an encyclopedia of a growing number of chapters that I want to leave as, I don't know, I won't say my legacy, but at least leave some of my information I've gathered over 40 years, and one of which is on hair loss. So if you go to The Holistic Navigator, you can listen to a lot of the ins and outs of what I have seen work. However, she had emailed me this week with great concerns of, oh no, I'm still losing my hair. What do I do? And I dug into some research and found that actually, this is backed by some substantial research, that putting coffee on your scalp will help preserve the health of the follicle. And we know the follicle being weak and damaged and inflamed as we age is part of the reason that hair falls out. And when the follicle dies, there is no rejuvenation of that. And the coffee is seemingly a real nice little addition. So I'm absolutely going to start on Monday taking I always leave coffee in my cup at Starbucks. I don't know if it's a bad habit, but I drink 2/3. I leave 1/3. I'm going to take it to the gym. And after I do a shower, I'm going to rinse my hair in coffee.
And you know, that's one of my things. I love coffee. But you know what? I've never heard this use for coffee, but there are a lot of articles looking at the health benefits of coffee. Mm-hmm. And there really is not much downside. It can raise your blood pressure temporarily, but it will not promote long-term high blood pressure. So patients who come to me, and now granted, they probably don't know exactly what volumes I consume, but I have since about the age of 6 when my grandmother started me on coffee.
Really?
It's been, it's been one of my love affairs for many, many years. So, but I've never heard this one. And hair loss is common in my business as well. And I'll tell you what, we don't have a lot. We have Propecia to offer people. But there are a lot of side effects with that. And yes, we can do hormonal testing as well. I think, and you know about that, but hormonal testing for the patients. But honestly, there is not as much to do for that as many other medical problems that come to us. But it is a very important thing to men and women, both nationwide and in our community. Coffee. Who would have known? Take your spare coffee and put it on your head. A great use.
And almost, you know, what would it cost? Almost nothing. And, you know, the conversation about coffee to me is I am always disappointed that Starbucks does not carry organic in 95% of their stores. Only in 5% do they carry organic. Why is that important? These coffee producers, manufacturers, and growers in these small countries really don't understand the implications of chemicals, and some of them we don't really know how much they're using and how appropriate they are putting it on. Now, the good thing is that when you brew coffee with clean water and you do it in the right machines, it is washing most of these chemicals off. And in fact, that's one great thing. Starbucks has the ultimate in water filtration systems. And I actually don't even really like Starbucks coffee, but the fact is it's really the only game in town. But they are using really good stuff,
you know,
other than they're not buying organic.
You know, there was I wish I remember the name now, went to the Chattanooga market, which is now open on the weekends again.
Okay.
I went down there, did find one of my patients actually cooking down there, but not at the one I'm going to talk about. There was a coffee maker down there. They were roasting their own coffee. That's something you and I will have to look into. Are there any local organically grown and producers of coffee? I mean, do they have that here? And I'm surprised Starbucks doesn't have that, especially considering where they're founded, the philosophy of the company. That is surprising.
Well, part of that is, and I don't want to get all into the debate of mercury and fillings, but you know, once a dentist says, oh, I'm not going to ever use mercury and fillings because of the potential toxicity, it kind of slams the whole dental industry because it's like, why did you wait so late to do this? Did you not know before? Well, if Starbucks starts pushing organic, it kind of puts a shadow on the non-organic brands. It's almost like they're endorsing that this is far superior, which means the other's inferior. So there's some marketing stuff going on between that. However, we do know that there's far worse things we can do for our health, and I'm not being all caught up in it. But you said we carry at Nutrition World a local organic coffee. Now, it's not grown in Tennessee, but these people know the farms. They go and they make sure that they are not using chemicals. They're on organic soils and they're processed the right way. And I wish I could remember the name of the coffee, but I don't. But we carry it and it's reasonably priced.
Do you know if Bulletproof coffee is organically grown?
You know, Bulletproof, to my knowledge, is not organic, but I know Dave Asprey. I've been with him and listen. The thing about what Dave Asprey says is, and it's not really about the chemicals as much as the mold. He says coffee grows mold like crazy, and he's far more concerned with the mold. So he bought this farm that has one of the few types of beans that will not produce mold, and he tests all of his brands to make sure they don't have mold. So pretty cool. He's a really neat guy, and I hope to have him on my Holistic Navigator interview sometime. I did have Dr. McCullough last week, but she has 1.5 million followers, and I looked at the ratings of what are the top websites for health in this country, and he is number 5. WebMD is number 1, and then there's 3 that I didn't even recognize, and then he's number 4 or 5. So it was pretty complimentary to me that he came onto my site. But guess what, Dr. Green, it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we are going to be discussing more about your health, nutrition, and again, we did not hit the measles things, but we will. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back again with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always have such a variety of topics, and we many times just let it evolve on its own. This one I want to speak about, and I'm not ever on this show to push a supplement per se, and I'm actually not doing it here. We're here to educate, but I'd like to get, you know, some good conversation between Dr. Green, myself, and one of my wellness expert coaches, Adam Chauncey from Nutrition World. Welcome, Adam.
Thank you.
What I want to say before we actually get into this conversation is, if you look at I think we have how many different products at Nutrition World? 10,000 different SKUs. Mm-hmm. It is overwhelming complexity. And I understand when people walk in and they say, where do we start? Well, of course, I have 25, 26 really skilled employees who can help people decide, what is your goal? You know, what is it you really want to achieve? And even if you don't have a goal, we really believe in something called the Core 4, which is in 40 years of me watching people's health, we have to have more omega-3s. We have to have some vitamin D, and we have to have probiotics, a multivitamin, and probably a way to get more greens eating and in supplemental drink form. Now, that is what I found. Really believes the foundation. However, there's something that happened to me, and I may have mentioned this one time, Dr. Green, I don't know, when I spoke about when I went out to Southern College to do a cadaver lab, and I kind of wiggled my way into this. There were 3 cadavers, and this was probably about 20 years ago, and there was me and about 9 students there, and I've always been so freaking intrigued about the human body, how it works, why it doesn't work, and what we can do to help optimize longevity and quality of life. So I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at these 3 people. They're both 2 women, 1 man. They were in their 70s. And we had the full medical history of what they passed away from. Well, I was like a kid in a candy store. I was feeling every organ there was, because this is not something I get ever to do, and most people don't unless they were medical students. And so I would hold the artery, and I'd hold the kidney, and I'd hold the heart, I'd hold all the body parts, and I really, you know, it's different than looking at a book, I will tell you that. And I would, when the doc was looking away, I would squeeze it. And when I squeezed it, they all made sounds, and they crunched. And I figured it was because they were dried out. Well, I asked the physician in charge, I said, so it's crunching because it's dried out? He said, no, it's crunching because calcium has deposited itself into all of these organs. Well, that sent me on a journey of why does that happen and what can we do to prevent it? Absolutely two critical parts to this conversation. One reason, the biggest reason that calcium concentrates in places it shouldn't and makes us turn into a stone statue is because of lack of magnesium. Magnesium's job is to keep calcium in solution. We are not, as Americans, eating enough magnesium. And the other thing is we're eating too much calcium. So when you have an imbalance between calcium and magnesium, you are encouraging the body to deposit it in places it shouldn't. Bones, we want it to be in. We don't want it in your arteries. We don't want it in your heart. We don't want it in your kidneys. Why do you think that people are so rusty looking when they get to be 55, 65, 75, and 85? And, you know, if you truly ate a really well-balanced Mediterranean diet or even a good healthy keto type of diet with tons of green vegetables, watched your level of calcium foods, did not take excessive levels of calcium supplements. It is the one of the times that I always, when any health professional sends a person into the store and they want to talk to me and they say, you know, my person said I need 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day. And I'm looking and I say, you know, we honor what health professionals send in, but if the consumer wants to be educated, we will say, number one, I think that's a little too high, especially the fact that there's no magnesium in it. So I'm rambling on a whole bunch here, Dr. Green and Adam, but Adam is one of my most well-schooled and studied persons in nutrition world for magnesium, and so I've kind of taken on what you were supposed to have said. I'm sorry, Adam, but... tell
and Adam, that never happens.
I'm sure.
I never roll over everybody else. Okay.
It's hard to get Ed to open up and talk, and I've been working on him. He's doing much better.
He's coming out of the shell a little bit.
It's all that medication I'm on now. You know, it's freed up my brain. Okay, magnesium. Let's just, first off, what kind of foods would have magnesium in it? Do you, like, I know the healthier foods, the greens and things. Is there any in particular or... what foods don't? I mean, give us a little summary of the food family conversation of this.
Well, greens in general, dark leafy greens.
Right.
I'm probably not the best authority on that side, only because most of the nutritional value in general, most greens nowadays is just in the tank.
Yep. Let me throw in a question then real quick about greens. And I try to get my greens. I'm not as good as I should be. So I use a greens powder in the shake every morning. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to have to go check the one I use. Do most of them have magnesium?
A little bit more than a multivitamin, but not much more than that.
At least it's something. I have my multivitamin,
something.
Too.
Yeah. It's something. Yeah. And that is where I actually keep telling people, you know, if you don't believe that you have to do supplements, I'm sorry, I have to just disagree with you as we age, because this is the exact reason. Even when you look at the green drink, it's not giving you the 300 to 500 milligrams per day that we need. So as far as supplements, it almost is imperative. You almost have to do that. Now, here's the catch, and Adam can address this. Some magnesiums don't work, do they, in supplemental form very well, because they stay in the gut. Tell people about what would be the good forms to choose.
Well, I'll start with the bad.
Yes.
Because those are the most common. So obviously magnesium oxide, which is basically magnesium ash, burn off magnesium. That's what you get in the oxide form. And it's also the most easy to get your hands on, which if anyone's familiar with milk of magnesia, you know, it does what it's supposed to do. And that's about all it does.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good for that, but that's about all it's good for. And you step up from that going with the citrates, and that's probably the most popular on the market right now, what with the calm supplements, different things like that that help people take to help sleep. Which still I hear cause quite a bit of gastrointestinal distress.
Yeah, you are not talking about magnesium citrate like a laxative.
Well, yes. So
because they, yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to make you go for sure.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Which, once again, it's great for that, but I tend to lean more toward the glycinates, the malates, the chelated versions with different amino acids to help with absorbability in the gut. And then for particular areas that you're trying to target. Me personally, I take the malate for more cellular fluidity, or the glycinate if I'm having a really hard training session coming up or a few days of it for the muscle cells, because glycinate tends to fare better in that realm.
I know you mentioned sleep, so, and I talk about this a lot, Adam, but so lack of magnesium could actually be part of the reason people can't relax at night, because magnesium's job is to relax and calcium is to constrict. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense if you have a ton of constrictive nutrient in your body and you have not enough of the balancing part, which is the magnesium, well, it would be hard to sleep if you are constricted. That also filters into lung capacity. What do you think? Why do you think magnesium is beneficial to asthma patients? Because it's relaxing the bronchioles. If all you have is constrictive calcium, you're going to be more likely to have muscle spasms and cramps. When people come in, I know they talk to you. If they come in and say, I've been having leg cramps, everybody thinks potassium. But what do you like to talk about when they say, I've got chronic muscle cramps? What, like dose-wise, or what would be a good educated recommendation? Not that we're treating it. They would want to ask their physician if they're being treated for medical conditions. But what would be the norm, Adam?
Well, magnesium is always my first go-to. Well, the first question, start with the first question I ask is, you know, are they a heart patient?
Mm-hmm.
Because that can open up a whole other conversation. But as a sweeping generalization, which there are a few that I like to utilize, but this is one. Everybody probably needs the magnesium. So I always start with that as the first supplement recommendation. So just a simple, even if they can only get them to take one a day, 200 milligrams can be absolutely life altering. And I get that on a daily basis, how much just a dash of magnesium has changed somebody's life. And it's honestly, it's ridiculous how much difference such a small amount can make. But it's wonderful how much a small amount can make, because it's cheap and effective, and you don't find that often.
Now, most people who walk into stores are going to buy magnesium oxide because it's what's most commonly available and it's cheap. And we don't want people to do that unless they need regularity. Mm-hmm. But we do have powders that you can drink, and we have liquids. We have, of course, capsules, and we have tablets. And we have something new. Actually, I don't know if have we talked about this, Dr. Green, using magnesium oil, where it goes into the muscle that you put it on.
I'm as sure as I can be, we haven't.
Okay. Someday I want to bring you a bottle of that. It's the coolest thing. It has the weirdest feel to it. But if you have any particular aches or pains and you need relaxation, you can put the oil directly on, and it goes directly into the calf muscle, let's say. And I'm a big fan of using the oil. Other than it is a little bit funny feeling, and it can be sensitive to some skin issues. But you know, multivitamins never have enough. We always are challenged by really getting 300 to 500 milligrams a day. And, you know, it's not something, like, well, Adam is right about some people. It's like life-changing how they feel, how they sleep, how their body operates. But I'm doing it more for the long haul, to not turn into those three cadavers, the calcium statues, because, I mean, you see people with calcium deposits all the time, Dr. Green. And I don't think there's actually a medical code. I'm sure there is a medical code for it, but it's kind of a degenerative just kind of condition. It's not a disease.
Well, we do check a lot in heart conditions, heart attacks, congestive heart failure. So usually heart conditions, but I was just looking, you can actually reduce the risk of kidney damage, liver damage, many types of infections, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, diabetes, I mean, mortality in general. So supplementation can help you in a variety of areas, just like you're talking about now.
Yeah. And, I know with me, I don't prefer the liquids or capsules. I'm more of a pill popper, but they taste pretty good, don't they, Adam?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty easy to make a good magnesium drink.
And if people do that before going to bed, which many times people have cramps during bedtime and during sleep, and then also if they don't sleep well, it would be a good probable recommendation maybe to do it in the evening? Would that be best?
Oh, for sure.
Probably beats pickle juice.
Yeah. I wonder how much magnesium pickle juice has in it. It might have a little bit.
Well, the other is tonic water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the quinine and tonic water. Yeah. And, you know, that's been pretty much eliminated over some of the products in the past. I think you can still buy it, but you have to really look for it, don't you?
Yeah, there's a company out of, I think, Charleston that makes a lot of different types of tonic syrups that you can get, and I'm pretty sure that has quinine. I have to look into that.
But see, we used to sell a product, I don't know if you remember, Adams, called Highlands Leg Cramp Formula, and the number one ingredient was quinine, and they were forced to take that out of the product. And, I mean, we sold a tremendous amount because when a person had a terrible attack of leg cramps, quinine worked. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it worked. It's not really a nutrient, but it did work. And it's been used for hundreds of years.
Well, back in the 90s, we would write it for people until it got taken off the market.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It was a prescription?
Absolutely.
I wonder what the
And granted, that's been in another millennium.
Yeah.
But literally. We used to recommend that it was a common part of medicine.
Wow. How cool is that? Well, you know what? I cannot believe how 14 minutes can fly by. Thank you, Adam, for the bullet points on magnesium. People get tired of me always saying things, so I know that they appreciated you. And it's time for us to take another break. When we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we always look forward to the fourth segment with Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed, for that kind introduction, and the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their free app. Now, it's strange, some of the topic today, Ed, is actually similar to some things we've already been talking about. Today we're going to talk about how to get through all those ups and downs that life throws at us in our busy schedules. You know, I like to recommend a life lived fiercely, and have done so in numerous spiritual moments over the past year. I also often say that we can be way too hard on ourselves, but let's remember what Mark Twain once said: a clear conscience is the sure sign of a bad memory. Yet we have to reflect on our lives, our present and past included. When everything is going well, we tend to just go, go, go. We just don't stop. And Ed, you and I are guilty of that. It's rare that we stop to be still for even just a moment. We need to take time to rest and simply reflect on all the life going on all around us. Going full tilt, nonstop, can and will take a toll on every aspect of your life, if you don't learn how to take care of yourself, that is. Do you take care of yourself physically before your doctor tells you that you must? Do you care for yourself emotionally by maintaining healthy relationships? Do you take care of yourself mentally by learning, no matter what your age? And do you care for yourself spiritually long before a crisis hits? Taking care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually is critical to living a healthy life. This is like four strong legs holding you up, and if you knock one out, well, you still have three holding you up and giving you strength. This will happen. It's not a question of if, but of when. I would recommend that you maintain healthy spiritual relationships with your friends, your family, and perhaps even be active in a small group that supports your growth. Also having a daily time of prayer and meditation, a quiet time for yourself to study, will build spiritual strength. Last, have a church in which you're active and find support with others of like mind. Physical, mental, and emotional health are all important, but spiritual training and health is the most critical to your long-term well-being. And let me just close with a couple of verses. Psalm chapter 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And Psalm chapter 62, verses 1 and 2. Truly, my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend. And we all appreciate your words of wisdom. It's easy to get thrown off into the ditch very easily in this chaotic world of ours. And we need to always to have things like this to realign the ship.
You know, and you have your daily time of quiet, and so do I, and it's one of my favorite times of the day.
Absolutely. It's not only favorite, it's one of my deepest needs for realignment and keeping my head and my heart on straight, because I can get carried away down that river of fear so easily and just fall into it. And I told somebody this the other day. They were like, I was in the sauna at the Gold's Gym, and he was like, oh man, your business is really doing well, isn't it? And I said, yeah, but we're expanding. And I said, it's just killing me. I'm working so much. And he said, yeah, I work a ton too, because I started my business. And he said, I'm, you know, from early morning to late at night, I'm checking my emails. I said, well, one thing I have learned that from 6 o'clock at night till bed, I never check emails. I do other things. And then the first hour of the morning, I don't check it. So those are the two times that I have, without exception, I will not check emails.
Yeah, that first hour of the day for me, like you, it's I sit there, it's meditation, prayer, reading a nice quiet time, centering myself, and I will not check work. I refuse.
And it takes discipline, as you know, because technology is addictive, and you and I are go-getters, and we want to be the super efficient person and get more done. In fact, you don't get more done, or if you do, it's not quality work. Yeah. And so
Remembering there was a pastor one time, I don't know, one of us here may remember the name, but he would normally pray like an hour a day, every day. Mm-hmm. And he made the comment, yeah, I knew I was going to have an especially busy day, so I had to pray for 2 hours that day. Mm-hmm. He took extra time to center himself because mm-hmm. he knew what was coming up.
Even Gandhi said during the midst of the chaos in all of the history of Gandhi and the country and the world, he said, I'm taking Thursday off. And they would say, Gandhi, look at what we have going on. He said, it doesn't matter. I have to be alone and have solitude. And he did that every single week.
Well, if you don't take care of yourself, how are you going to take care of everybody else? You're not going to be right yourself.
No, and you lose creativity and wisdom. You just do. We're not machines. I want to say my daughter is giving a herbal salve class in about a week. And it's really cool because she's been fermenting these herbs for weeks and weeks and weeks, and she's going to show people how to put together herbal formulas for skin conditions and pain. And when you do it from the raw form, like Katie will be showing and explaining, it's so much more powerful than buying prepackaged ones. On nutritionw.com, you can go under events and sign up. Please do that. This will be the first and last of probably this class. I do want to say really quickly, we got to really
say again when that is.
It's actually on Tuesday coming up. So 3 days from when you listen to us here talk. Okay. And it is, I think, $20, but you're getting a ton of information and will be able to take home some of this herbal salve.
Hmm.
The other thing is we're going to be having these really neat sessions, options at the Nutrition World, where we're just going to have opportunity for 2 hours each Saturday for you to walk in, ask questions to one of my experts on topics. It will not be an organized lecture. You can come anytime between 10 and 12. We've got one, and I'm not going to give the dates. You can go to nutritionw.com to see these. One on keto diet, one on CBD, PMS, weight loss, another on keto. A really important conversation to me is the fact that people don't realize that we are poisoning our dogs. When you give your dog kibble, which is dried food, it is disastrous to their long-term health. They're detoxifying and everything else. I've got a lovely, most educated person at the store who will be giving the two-hour question and answer called Kibble versus Real Food for Dogs. And then lastly, Nilly, who you've met, Dr. Green, she's going to be teaching a two-hour thing on blood sugar in Spanish. So this will be the first time in this community that I know of that holistic nutritional education will be offered to the Spanish-speaking community.
Well, how wonderful for her to do that.
Yeah. And, you know, I know we don't have much time. Say something about measles.
All right. So, you know, we're getting people come in all the time saying, do I need my measles vaccine? What do I do? So, you know, there is a measles, really, epidemic happening. First symptoms, fever, cough, runny nose, sometimes red eyes, watery eyes. The rash is flat and red. It can last up to 3 weeks. You have light sensitivity. You just feel bad in general. Call that malaise. It does have this weird thing called coplic spots. It's a blue-white discoloration you can see inside your mouth if you see it. That's fairly pathognomic of that. It's fairly specific. But if you think you do have that, you might want to actually call your medical provider first. Because it's highly infectious. Now, as far as what do we do about it, you know, for myself, I'm not running any special tests, but your provider can run a blood test to see if you're immune from your original measles, mumps, rubella vaccination. And of course, people can also choose to simply get a booster.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much what your options are right now. But we're getting questions on that per provider, probably 10 questions a day.
Well, it seems that the public is on the verge of panic constantly over so many subjects. I don't care if it's politics, health, world events, and it's scary because a lot of things can get exaggerated during these moments of panic. And the truth is, when you boil things down on so many subjects, the fear is not justified. Yes, it's not something we want. Is it something that is the black plague that will eliminate parts of our society? No, it's not. And we all grew up, those of us who are 50 plus, grew up in a world where many of us got the mumps and there was not a huge significant risk involved in that. Was it pleasant? No. Was chickenpox pleasant for me? No. But it does do better to create long-term immunity if you actually get it. There's a word called hormesis I want to talk about one day, and it's where, you know, a certain stressor on low amounts can actually create a much stronger body. And there's a lot of people who believe that subjecting yourself to things like cryogenics, which is a very aggressive cold therapy, breath holding, doing excessive exercise, but on short runs, not on long ones, things like small amounts of infections. We do know that children who do not get infections during the first 2 years have a far higher risk of asthma and other diseases. Their immune system needs to be tested. What that means is, to me, you build the vitality and robustness of your health, so when these things come down the pike, you will survive. You will do very well, and you do need health professionals to monitor. This isn't something you do on your own, but you find somebody who also believes in the vitality and the strength and the God-given immune system that we were put in place. We have our own pharmacy. Now, this is all my take. I'm not saying that anybody else believes this, but in my opinion, we need to learn to access the internal pharmacy first, and if it doesn't work, then you access the outside pharmacy. But
I liked what you said. I mean, people are running in fear from this, and you just can't. You can't live inside a bubble, stay inside mm-hmm. your house, not experience life. One of J.R.R. Tolkien's characters once said, it's a dangerous thing stepping out of your front door. Now, he meant it as an adventure, and you know, that's the way I like to look at it. You never know where the day will take you, the road will take you, but yeah, you know, it's probably more dangerous driving to your doctor's office than it is worrying about the measles, especially the way that people drive in this area. But we'll talk about that another day. But, you know, there's infectious disease out there everywhere. Gosh, just use the same precautions you've always done. Universal precautions, as we say. You don't have to run in fear from this.
Fear destroys life and destroys health. It is not the wise path of life. Well, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon. Thank you for listening, and we will be back here again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.